When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, it's the cookie jar. Ridiculous questions and prompts to round out your week. Our first question. What age is considered middle age? The context, Heather is off celebrating her 40th birthday.
She took 2 days off to celebrate her birthday.
Off Monday, too.
Mm-hmm.
What is middle age?
I think it's a moving target, but it's 35 to 50. I think it's middle age. And I don't think you jump straight to senior citizen.
No.
I mean, if you want one number, I would go with 45.
That's right.
Like, yeah. Things started changing when I turned 45.
Well, the average
like 40
person
wasn't a big deal at all.
The average person lives until what, the early to mid 70s.
Yeah.
So middle age, I think 40 is middle age.
Yeah, I would go with 40, but starting middle age opposite.
She's
is
just now middle age, Heather.
Yes, it is obviously some range, but I'd say it starts at 40.
Yeah, I think this is a range, yeah, 35 to 40.
Okay.
Are you going to start referring to her as middle-aged when she's like here?
Yeah, why not?
Trust me.
I think you want to do that.
Okay. Oh, that would be amazing. Please do that.
I'll pay for her to slap you on the show.
Oh, yeah.
All right, next question. We're doing Chinese buffet Saturday. What is your go-to Chinese food?
I'm not a big Chinese food fan. So I think I would have to go with chicken fried rice. It's usually my go-to order. Some spicy mustard mixed in there.
Strong, safe, reliable, dependable.
Yeah. Almond chicken count.
There you go.
A lot of people don't. That's the American Chinese food. I like it, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but egg rolls.
Egg rolls.
It doesn't matter what's in them. Yeah. I love egg rolls.
As long as you have that spicy mustard to dip it into.
Yeah, or the sweet and sour, too.
Yeah, I'm not a sweet sour kind of guy.
General Chow's chicken.
Great call,
General
Greg.
Tso's chicken, yeah.
Great call. I like a kung pao chicken. You a shrimp fried rice. Oh, there's all kinds of good stuff on a Chinese food menu. I would go kung pao chicken.
You guys should get Chinese at the Villani football party tomorrow.
That's what we're doing.
Are you?
That's why the question's here.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Reveal a famous movie you've never seen.
We've gone over a number of them that I haven't seen, but Titanic.
Wow.
I've never seen, nor will I.
Boat sinks,
yeah. I kind of know how it ends, yeah.
Spoiler alert, John, for anybody listening out there. How dare you?
The boat sinks. Seriously. You could do that with almost every movie. Just reveal what happens in it, and then you don't need to see it.
Well, it's obvious. The Titanic sinks, Tom.
Yeah.
Thanos snaps his fingers. Yeah. I mean, okay.
What's a movie, Tom?
It's Braveheart. I've never seen Braveheart. This is such an easy answer for me, but because it's by far the biggest, most popular movie that I've never seen.
You would love it.
He dies at the end. The Sixth Sense. Have not seen it. I do know how it ends. Bruce Willis is dead.
I ruined that movie for myself more than any movie ever because I figured it out when they were at the dinner table.
Okay, but don't you like enjoy like finding out the mystery?
Yeah, that you were right. Yeah.
I was right. Affirmation.
Yeah.
If two, I'm debating which one will get a bigger reaction. I have not seen The Big Lebowski.
The Dude Abides.
I know the lines, but I haven't seen it.
You should see it.
I know.
You really should. Take an afternoon.
Wasn't Raiders of the Lost Ark one of yours?
Also one of mine. I haven't seen The Matrix either.
Because somebody made a face-melting joke and you didn't know what we were talking about.
Lions and Cowboys this weekend. Which NFL team do you hate more than any other?
For me, it's the Cowboys. They are the Buckeyes of the NFL. No question.
Mine's the Commanders. And it used to be the Redskins. Because I grew up a Cowboy fan. And in the early 80s, the Cowboys lost the NFC Championship game at Washington.
Yeah.
RFK was shaking. Mm-hmm. They had the pigs or the hogs, whatever they call them.
The pigs.
And the pigs. I just couldn't stand them. And to this day, that still holds, even though I stopped being a Cowboy fan when they fired Tom Landry.
This is difficult in the age of today's NFL when there's fantasy football, there's gambling. So, I mean, especially fantasy football, you grow to appreciate each individual player. Yeah. I still got to say the Vikings.
Vikings?
Really? Is it that stupid horn they have at the games?
Yeah, it's the horn. It kind of goes back to, like, the sex boat. And they were going to be so... They were going to be like, oh, they're such a distraction. Oh, no. And then the Packers are playing and they blow out the Packers.
I'll be honest. I didn't.
It's appropriately known as the love boat.
I didn't expect. You know, it all goes back to the sex boat to come up today. But there you go. I would say the Cowboys. Them boys. Yeah. America's team. How about them Cowboys? Yeah. Obnoxious. Blah, blah, blah.
The
blah,
hole
blah.
In the stadium so that God can watch.
Stupid.
Now, on his Vikings one, there is a definite distaste for that franchise locally. Mostly older people, because the Vikings were so good in the 70s. They made like 4 Super Bowls. They lost them all.
Lost them all.
And then the other thing with my Washington one is that they own the Lions franchise for like 50
years. For a long time, yeah.
There's a catch with this. Pick a Detroit sports team to win a title immediately. The catch, they will never win another in your lifetime.
This one seems easy to me. It's the Pistons. The Pistons win one immediately because, one, it would come out of nowhere. It would be completely ridiculous. But, I mean, we have so much fun talking and cheering for the Lions, the Tigers, and even the Red Wings. How much fun did we have last March thinking that they were going to be a playoff team?
I wondered if anybody would say the Pistons, because it's a sneaky answer. Everybody else at least has some upward momentum.
Yeah.
Mine's the Lions, and it's just because I know I'm getting one then, because I am middle-aged now.
But don't you feel like you're getting one anyway, Tom? And maybe an era where there's more, always than
this, yeah, this more than it, one. Yeah, more than one. This guarantees it.
Or maybe it just guarantees you're not long for this world.
Oh. Yeah, who knows? I don't know. You never know. You're when your day's coming up.
Okay, here's a critical question. Are we eliminating to just the 4?
Yes.
Does college count?
Just the 4.
Okay. Pistons. I think they're going to be terrible the rest of my life anyway. Might as well win another title.
Got you there, Greg.
I don't know how sustainable this Tigers thing is. I want to see them win it immediately this year. I would pick the Tigers.
And then be dog turds for forever?
It doesn't say they're dog turds. It just will never win another one. I've lived my entire life waiting and hearing about 84 and 68. I want one for my generation. Let me see it.
Don't impress the Pistons on everybody else, okay? It doesn't say they're going to be bad for the rest of your life.
Right, yeah.
One more. Pick an all-time Tiger to add to this World Series push.
This might be the easiest question I've ever answered. It's Gibby. Put him on this roster. I mean, the dramatics, there's never been a bigger bat in the most crucial of times. Give me Gibby every time.
Miggy. And I struggle between Miggy and JV, because JV and Scooble will be dynamic. But we saw that still doesn't win necessarily when they had the great pitching staff. But I would add Miggy, because they need, if they had that one bat, they don't have that one bat. Riley Green's a nice player.
JV. Yeah, JV and Scooble. 2 aces going. Then you can still do the pitching chaos and all the matchups. Can still do that, but you got 2 aces.
Yeah, and it lasts a little bit longer at that point.
I was going to say JV too, and I thought I was going to be sneaky with it, because if you go to the ALCS, if you make the World Series, to finish this out, you need people that can go 6-7 innings so that it's not bullpen after bullpen after bullpen with no days off. And Cabrera, while obviously they could use his bat, they're not a station-to-station team. They want to run the bases. Cabrera's not a guy who runs the bases.
Yeah, but Gibby's going to get up every, you know, 8th, 9th inning and hit you a home run every game.
Can I add one?
Yeah.
Who's Detroit's most current hated athlete right now?
Javi Baez? I said that quick. Am I missing somebody?
No, an opponent.
An opponent.
Javi Baez.
Gosh, I don't know who would be the most hated.
It's Josh Naylor. I've gotten so much unsolicited Josh Naylor hate in the last couple days. People can't stand him. Didn't he get compared to a septic tank?
On Carson Anderson? Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yes.
Septic tank, yeah.
He looks like he smells, by the way.
You know what? When I was watching the game, I thought of that comment, too. When he was up to bat, that bad body, I'm looking at it going, he kind of does look like a septic tank. That's a great descriptor.
Smells like one, too.
Might.
Probably.
Wouldn't know.
All right. We wrap the show next. Is Gator still mad at me? It's 97.1.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.